Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel intermedio B2. Convocatoria de mayo de 2023.
This test has 3 tasks. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. You will hear some extracts. For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are 2 headings you will not need. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the headings. Extract 0.
There was an odd sound from the churches of all of England on September 9th that most of the English population hadn't heard ever in their life before, as muffled bells tolled for the first time in nearly 71 years, the country drowned in mourning. A beloved monarch, a caring grandmother, and a witty human being was no more. Queen Elizabeth lived a long and fulfilling life, trying her best to be a champion of people despite her demure stature. People mostly knew her only as a queen of an empire, head of a troubled royal family, and a somewhat controversial figure, but there is more to the departed and beloved monarch of England, Scotland, and Wales.
Extract number 1.
Because of her time in the military, she was fully trained to drive not just regular cars, but also heavy-duty vehicles. Once she was crowned as queen in 1952, she needed no license to drive anymore. Well, you know, being a queen comes with its perks, and as driving licenses in England were issued in her name, she needed none for herself. She was her own driving license, and the same logic applied to her passport, too, as she didn't need one of those either. Elizabeth took full advantage of her liberty of traveling without a passport, as she traveled through almost 300 states during her long reign. She also chose to not have a last name.
Extract number 2.
During her long reign, Queen Elizabeth II visited the USA many times, but a mishap in 1991 left the press dissatisfied, as nobody lowered the podium or provided a pedestal for the Queen, who was nearly a foot shorter than President George Bush Sr. after his opening remarks. The newspapers the next day joked about the talking hat at the cost of the embarrassment of administrators. So when the Queen had to address Congress soon after, ever so witty, she opened with,
"I do hope you can see me today from where you are."
The entire Congress burst into laughter, and just like that, Queen Elizabeth had once again won the hearts of her audience.
Extract number 3.
When Elizabeth came of age, she insisted on joining the Auxiliary Territorial Service and took a training course in driving and vehicle maintenance at the Major Garrison Aldershot, qualifying just as the war ended. Although her first job during the Second World War was to inspect a military regiment during a parade at Windsor Castle on her 16th birthday. Her father also made sure that she was given no special treatment or titles during her tenure in the military. She enlisted as a second subaltern in the British Army and served as a mechanic. She was later promoted to a junior commander, which is the UK equivalent to a captain in the US military.
Extract number 4.
But her truest friends were her pet corgis, who were also featured in her 2012 Olympics appearance with James Bond himself when she appeared to jump from a helicopter to announce the commencement of the Games. Though her first two corgis were Dookie and Jane, the Queen fell in love with Corgi Susan at the age of 18. Over the next six decades, the Queen would own 30 of Susan's descendants. She stopped breeding them in 2015 as she began to face her mortality and dreaded leaving puppies behind without proper care.
Extract number 5.
Apart from corgis, she held the record for the world's largest private art collection, which included thousands of paintings and some half a million photographs. But she was perhaps prouder of her over 5,000 plus hat collection. Also, due to a ridiculous but conservative law created in the 12th century, Queen Elizabeth II was the proud owner of all unmarked swans, as well as all the porpoises and dolphins in British waters. By this law, even if you would catch a fish within 3 miles of a UK coastline, the royal family could claim it.
Extract number 6.
The Queen was known to wear very distinct bright colors and hats over the years, so people could single her out, even from a distance. She wasn't big on cosmetics and used rather inexpensive nail polish. But she had her shoes specially made by shoemaker Anello and David, which were then given to a special staff member whose job was to just break in the shoes for the Queen by wearing them and walking on carpet. The simple qualification for that job was to have the exact same size as the Queen. How cool was that?
Extract number 7.
On the unfortunate day of the demise of Princess Diana, the Queen let go of protocol and chose to be with her two grandkids, William and Harry, instead of doing her duty as a queen. She chose to be a grandmother first. She also broke protocol by bowing in front of Diana's casket to pay respects to her departed daughter-in-law. It wouldn't be wrong to say that she was more human than people often credit her to be. Leaving behind 8 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and 30 godchildren, Queen Elizabeth has left behind a legacy that could not be forgotten for centuries.
Now listen again. Extract number 1.
Because of her time in the military, she was fully trained to drive not just regular cars, but also heavy-duty vehicles. Once she was crowned as queen in 1952, she needed no license to drive anymore. Well, you know, being a queen comes with its perks, and as driving licenses in England were issued in her name, she needed none for herself. She was her own driving license, and the same logic applied to her passport too, as she didn't need one of those either. Elizabeth took full advantage of her liberty of traveling without a passport, as she traveled through almost 300 states during her long reign. She also chose to not have a last name.
Extract number 2.
During her long reign, Queen Elizabeth II visited the USA many times, but a mishap in 1991 left the press dissatisfied as nobody lowered the podium or provided a pedestal for the Queen, who was nearly a foot shorter than President George Bush Sr. after his opening remarks. The newspapers the next day joked about the talking hat at the cost of the embarrassment of administrators. So when the Queen had to address Congress soon after, ever so witty, she opened with,
"I do hope you can see me today from where you are."
The entire Congress burst into laughter, and just like that, Queen Elizabeth had once again won the hearts of her audience.
Extract number 3.
When Elizabeth came of age, she insisted on joining the Auxiliary Territorial Service and took a training course in driving and vehicle maintenance at the Major Garrison Aldershot, qualifying just as the war ended. Although her first job during the Second World War was to inspect a military regiment during a parade at Windsor Castle on her 16th birthday. Her father also made sure that she was given no special treatment or titles during her tenure in the military. She enlisted as a second subaltern in the British Army and served as a mechanic. She was later promoted to a junior commander, which is the UK equivalent to a captain in the US military.
Extract number 4.
But her truest friends were her pet corgis, who were also featured in her 2012 Olympics appearance with James Bond himself when she appeared to jump from a helicopter to announce the commencement of the games. Though her first two corgis were Dookie and Jane, the Queen fell in love with Corgi Susan at the age of 18. Over the next six decades, the Queen would own 30 of Susan's descendants. She stopped breeding them in 2015 as she began to face her mortality and dreaded leaving puppies behind without proper care.
Extract number 5.
Apart from corgis, she held a record for the world's largest private art collection, which included thousands of paintings and some 500,000 photographs. But she was perhaps prouder of her over 5,000 plus hat collection. Also, due to a ridiculous but conservative law created in the 12th century, Queen Elizabeth II was the proud owner of all unmarked swans, as well as all the porpoises and dolphins in British waters. By this law, even if you would catch a fish within 3 miles of a UK coastline, the royal family could claim it.
Extract number 6.
The Queen was known to wear very distinct bright colors and hats over the years, so people could single her out, even from a distance. She wasn't big on cosmetics and used rather inexpensive nail polish. But she had her shoes specially made by shoemaker Anello and David, which were then given to a special staff member whose job was to just break in the shoes for the Queen by wearing them and walking on carpet. The simple qualification for that job was to have the exact same size as the Queen. How cool was that?
Extract number 7.
On the unfortunate day of the demise of Princess Diana, the Queen let go of protocol and chose to be with her two grandkids, William and Harry, instead of doing her duty as a queen. She chose to be a grandmother first. She also broke protocol by bowing in front of Diana's casket to pay respects to her departed daughter-in-law. It wouldn't be wrong to say that she was more human than people often credit her to be. Leaving behind 8 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and 30 godchildren, Queen Elizabeth has left behind a legacy that could not be forgotten for centuries.
This is the end of task one.